All right, all right, all right. We're here with another episode of the Rusty Shackelford Show.
Been a while.
Fall is among us. The weather this weekend's been kind of chilly, so we've had to bundle up, got to do some activities. Got to have a chili cook-off this weekend. I'll talk about my recipe of my chili, and then some future guests that are gonna come on. We're gonna make some announcements about what's going on in the world and get back in the swing of things. We're about week 10 in college football. We'll talk about some of the teams that's had success, some of the things we knew were going to happen, and what we didn't know was going to happen. But nonetheless, it's a good Sunday. Had a good message at church this morning. Went to church. So, I'm now on the way to Target to go look at some things. Go do a little look arounds. Pick up some cat food. So, I forgot to pick it up yesterday. So, nonetheless, we'll get this thing started with a game I was wanting to recommend to y'all. It's a good party game. It's called Exploding Kittens. It's a card game. Concept's actually different than most. You play a card and then draw. Play a card and then draw. Cards that you play are little actions, as far as you can look into the deck, you can shuffle the deck, you can skip and not have to draw a card. And why that's important is because if you draw a card and you draw Exploding Kitten and you don't have a defuse card to defuse the Exploding Kitten, you can you're out of the game. So relatively easy to play. Also, kind of fun. I enjoyed the concept. It was kind of different. But nonetheless, I played it a couple of times. I've enjoyed it. Seems to be more fun with the more people you have. But you only play a total of 5 unless you get the party pack. So don't invite too many people to your party, or they'll be left out. So, try that game out. It's a good game. It's different. It's creative. And you have some fun with your family and just enjoy yourself. So, also, moving on, we had college football weekend. Watched some football at the house. Carolina won. Clemson won big. Alabama, I don't think they played. I don't think LSU played. If they did, they didn't play nobody good because I didn't hear about it. They play one another next weekend. Number 1 and number 2 play next weekend. Should be a good time. I'm going to tell y'all a little side story about one time when I was had done some part-time work, investigative work. I was checking out. I was doing some work down at the old bleachery. They had a thing of bleachers there. So they was expecting a crowd of kids to come out on Halloween, try to burn them bleachers down. So what I did was hired by a third party company, came out there and was going to watch the bleachers, and if I seen any riffraff or any kind of ongoings, I was to call and let the police know. So I was sitting down there at the bleachers, and lo and behold, I started seeing some action through the woods. I was kind of fearful, as I know kids these days, they can be mean. So I kind of went on guard, picked up my telephone, getting ready to call, and out pops out of these woods, pops the fattest groundhog I ever seen before in my life. This groundhog, he would sniff around, make his way around that field, and he was headed up toward them bleachers. He would sniff around, check out the trash cans, because they had them trash cans at different places at the field. So, but he looked like he was up to no good. But I watched that little groundhog, and he finally came up, toward the bleachers, and he had really got up toward this trash can. He climbed up that thing, and he started eating that trash. So he had pulled out sandwich wrappers, cigarette packs, candy wrappers, bottles. He was just gnawing on stuff. He'd eat cigarette butts, but he had himself a grand old time. Well, anyways, I never did see any action throughout the night, so I went home, got paid for the job. Them jokers tried to say that I was lying, that there wasn't no riffraff, that the kids didn't come out, because the mess that groundhog had made. Well, I never did see no kids, but that groundhog, he did make a mess. He didn't clean up after himself neither. So I got fired from that job. So that was a little story that I was going to tell y'all. Also, I am going to Target to see if I can find some cat food for my cats so they can eat their food. Also, I want y'all to know that this weekend is supposed to end with some relatively cold temperatures, so you might have to cut on your heat. Reminder, if you cut on your heat, it's the first time you've cut it on. You may smell the coals burning, some of the dust off of them, because I hadn't been on all week. So I just wanted y'all to be aware of that. Could be a fire. Could be just your coals burning the dust off for your first time running the heat for the year. But I wanted y'all to be aware of that, because we did that at the house last night, and the wife thought the house was on fire, but I had to tell her it was just the heater. So we didn't call the fire department to get checked out or anything like that. We just surveilled the house to make sure the house was not on fire for her own safety. So also, going into this week, got a pretty busy week planned. My sister's birthday is around the corner, along with my anniversary. So we're trying to make the last minute planning on the shindigs. Also, there's a barbecue place. I ain't had no good barbecue in a while. I haven't made none. I should make some coming up pretty soon. Make a big feast for everybody. I wanted to buy a camper one time, like a little bitty camper that I could pull around and take just about anywhere. I could take it to places that where normal campers couldn't go, and I could set that camper up just about anywhere. I mean, I wouldn't have electricity because campers weren't meant to be there, but it would be a, but if I had like a solar powered smaller camper, I could take it anywhere and still have power. You just have to use the bathroom in the woods. I'm not above using the bathroom in the woods. If I needed to use the bathroom and I didn't have a bathroom, I would use it in the woods. But I did. I wanted a camper. A little small camper. I still want a small camper. I'd like to have a small camper. But maybe one day I get my house paid for, get a little bit more comfortable in life, I could get me a little small camper for me and the wife, and we could go to places at the drop of a hat. We could just hook up the camper, and I got a truck. My daddy's got a truck. I could borrow his truck, or Jamie's Jeep might pull, Rhonda's Jeep might pull it. But I could use that, use either one, two of hers, and if I got a little lightweight camper, maybe my car would pull it. Don't know. But I did. I wanted a camper one time. So, moving along to the next topic, we are, we're getting close to Thanksgiving. This is the month that we have Thanksgiving. So I hope everybody's got plans to have their families come over. I'll tell you what, one time we had Thanksgiving at my aunt's house. My granny and my aunt wasn't on good speaking terms. And they've been mad at one another for a couple weeks. But they both showed up. No, this wasn't Thanksgiving. This was Easter. This was Easter. And they both showed up to the Easter egg hunt. I remember it was Easter because I'll tell you a detail here in a second. Oh, somebody's honking. So, we got, I think we had hot dogs or something. And we got done eating and kids was going to hunt eggs. I was a kid myself. I just wasn't small enough to hunt eggs. I guess I was probably about 11, 12 years old. I'd already passed that point of hunting eggs. I was more the hider of the eggs for the younger kids. So Granny and my aunt, they had been kind of not good speaking terms. I don't know, some kind of squabble had happened, and they got out there and was getting loud. They was arguing at one another, and my granny, they went to a full on fight. My granny, she wore her butt out like she was a kid again. Well, anyways, the kids was all getting scared. They was hunting eggs, but they was kind of got distracted, looking over, seeing what was going on, all that yelling. So I jumped in. I had to do it. I kind of told my granny, I said, get back over there. And Granny told me what she thought of me. And, but we got the situation de-escalated. Kind of got everybody inside. Some of the adults stayed out with the other kids while they was hunting eggs to try to calm everything down. We got inside there and everybody said they're sorry, and everybody's crying and all kinds of stuff. But I remember that. I remember that well. I do remember it being Easter, though, not Thanksgiving, because the kids was hunting eggs, and I remember the kids being upset that people had an altercation. But some of those kids, they wasn't related to us. They just was my cousin's friends and stuff like that. And they didn't know what they was getting into by coming over that place on Easter. But I bet they had a good time. I bet they had a good time hunting them eggs, looking for the prize egg with the money in it. I remember that well. So, moving on, I'm looking for a little shed to put on my property. I'm going to put a shed on my property, and I'm going to set it up with some recreational stuff. I want to build a shed where I have like an its own fire pit in the middle of it. Waller out a hole in the floor of the shed, and just that way, whenever it gets real, real cold out, I can have a bonfire in my shed without the rain or the weather. But you gotta follow certain regulations and stuff like that to be able to have a fire inside of your shed. I haven't did a lot of research on it, but it's probably need to before I get that project started. Maybe a little 10 by 10 building or something like that. Part lawnmower in and have a little bonfire. Wouldn't be a bad thing. Be nice, relaxing. I could see the stars at nighttime. Don't put no power on it. I ain't gonna put no power on it because I don't need no power. Because I'll have the shed there and I'll have a place to have a bonfire in the middle of it. Roast marshmallows. Invite my nieces and stuff. And see if they won't come down and tell scary stories. That'd have been a good thing to have this past weekend for Halloween. I hope everybody had a good Halloween and got plenty of trick-or-treat candy. Hope the kids is getting their candies inspected. I seen right up the road in Greenville, North Carolina. Whether I agree or disagree, I'm not going to tell you. But there was a guy that was making Nerds ropes, and it had the Nerds had THC in them. I don't think he's going to give them out for trick-or-treat candy. I think he'd have a party up the road up there. And I think that these college kids or whatnot was going to eat them Nerds ropes and just have a good time. I'm not going to tell you if I agree or disagree about the Nerds ropes. I'm just going to tell you, make sure you inspect your trick-or-treat candy. And if you don't feel comfortable inspecting trick-or-treat candy, I know a good buddy of mine, professional trick-or-treat candy inspector, that will be glad to inspect it for you. And that fella's in a hurry. He'll be glad to inspect it for you. I think he charges 20 cents a pound. 20 cents a pound. I've had him on the show before. But he's a good, reputable trick-or-treat candy inspector. If you really want to make sure your kids are eating safe candy, just let me know. I'll get you in touch with this guy. But I did have a good Halloween. I didn't dress up this year. I worked. Rhonda didn't dress up. She's still dealing with some family issues. So she didn't really have time to dress up. But I hope everybody dressed up, had their Halloween parties, and was safe, and had a good time. And also, don't forget to inspect your kids' trick-or-treat candy. If you need help with that, let me know. I'll get you in touch with a guy. So, moving along, after Thanksgiving, we'll have Christmas. Make sure you guys know that you're going to see Christmas stuff out, because Christmas comes earlier and earlier every year where they're putting up the decorations. Don't put your decorations up. Don't put your Christmas decorations up until after Thanksgiving. That's not good. That's not good. It's a waste of power. Don't nobody want to see your Christmas tree in late October, early November. They want to see it after Thanksgiving when it's supposed to be done. I ain't putting my tree up till after Thanksgiving. I never put my tree up after Thanksgiving. Every year, I only put it up after Thanksgiving. I won't be doing it before Thanksgiving this year, too. So, don't put your tree up before Thanksgiving. Well, interesting thing happened to me this week. I was going to, I was going up to the mountains to go just look around, see how leaves was changing. I was happening to be pulling on to a particular road up in the northern part of the county, rarely traveled, and tree fell and hit the windshield. Hit the windshield, not windshield. Made a big mess of the windshield. Luckily, got full coverage on it, so they'll come out and replace it. They'll replace it even if you're at work. When you're at work, they'll come out and they'll replace it. So get full coverage. Check your insurance claims, or insurance policy, and make sure you got full coverage, because you don't want to be riding around with a busted windshield. And they're serious about it, too. They'll come, if you at Joy of Tokyo eating, you can call and make an appointment. They'll change it right there in the parking lot of Joy of Tokyo. You don't have to be Joy of Tokyo. It can be Oriental House. Wherever you like to eat, McDonald's. Because the McRib's back. If you want to eat lunch at McDonald's and get a McRib, you can do that. And they'll change your windshield. But, anyways, I was on the way up toward the northern part of the county and look at the leaves changing. And, man, the leaves was real pretty this time of year. But I happened to see a deer right there on the side of the road. And that deer was just hanging out, wasn't worried about a thing. But I thought it was kind of weird, especially around hunting season. You know, they should be on higher alert. I want that deer to be thinking about how dangerous that was for him just to be sitting out right in the middle of hunting season up there in the mountains with the leaves changing color. That's pretty dangerous. So, if you know deer, if you care about deer, give them a talking to, let them know. Don't be just hanging around. Make these guys work for what they're doing. Don't just stand out there and say, I'm ready to be shot. Because right now, you can shoot them. It's legal. And I don't want nobody getting an easy kill. I talked about that before on the episodes. Well, I'm almost at the target. And I'm going to go inside here, do a little look arounds. I'm meeting my wife over here. She was in the area. I didn't feel like waiting for her to get home, so I just told her I'd wait. I would meet her here. So I am going to sum up this part of the episode, and I'll talk to y'all on the way home. Let you know a couple more announcements, some things going on in the area, some things to look out for, and some good deals along the area, and maybe tell you what I picked up over here at the Target. This girl got pink hair. Oh, I bet it's leftovers from Breast Cancer Awareness Month. All right, I'll see you. Got your pink hair. All right, well, y'all have a good day. I'll talk to you later on. Bye. So I'm leaving the Target, back on the Rusty Shackelford Show, part two of Sunday shopping. I guess I'll call this Sunday shopping because that's what kind of made me record this episode, is I was on my way to the Target and didn't have nothing to do and hadn't done a podcast in a while. Go ahead and sum this episode up, talk about a couple of things. Some future episodes, got a gal named Betty Jean gonna come on. She's gonna talk about some of her life experiences, things that she's been through, some interesting things that she saw through life. I think it can be a very entertaining episode. I've known Betty Jean for a good long time now. I've known her. She's very interesting. And a lot like me, you know, she's got a lot to talk about. And we can feed off one another. Also, got another episode planned with Mr. Hardy Wells. Hope y'all enjoyed that. Mr. Hardy's been through a lot of things. Been a member of our law enforcement. He's also done woodworking. Had a couple accidents through that. If you heard the prior episode, he also does some very interesting things. Recreational fire jumping, recreational snake handling. Hardy's a good guy, and he's been through a lot. So we're bringing on part two to talk to Hardy. Just trying to get mine and his schedule nailed down, get that taken care of. But in the last part of the episode today, I talk about some things. You know, old Rusty Shackelford has cheated death a couple of times. I'm very thankful to be here talking to y'all on this episode, but there's a couple times I didn't think I was going to make it. Been through some things, you know, lived just like normal kids. My mama didn't protect us as much as these kids are protected nowadays, but she done the best job she knew how to do. She done a good job because I'm still here. But I remember one time when my papa, he pushed me in swimming pool and I nearly drowned. I wasn't old enough to be in that swimming pool. And a lot of people would say, well, how do you remember if you wasn't old enough? Well, I remember it. I remember it very much so. I remember him pushing me. I remember I got caught on a float. My head was halfway underwater and my legs was on the float. I was trying to lift my head up. I didn't have the strength to do so. Current was pushing me down. And finally my aunt, she jumped in and saved me. And everybody was all upset when I got out, and then they kind of laughed. And the same aunt where they had the Easter brawl ended up saving my life. Now that was several years prior to the Easter brawl, because remember I told you I was about 11 or 12 whenever all that broke out. But yeah, that same aunt I owe my life to. I might not be here talking to you had she not jumped in and jerked me out of that current and got me to safety. Also, another time I had a four-wheeler accident. We always have four-wheelers and go-karts, me and my sister. My sister had a go-kart and I had a four-wheeler. Then when she got too old to ride, I rode the go-kart. She had the go-kart and I had a four-wheeler. But anyways, one day I was riding that four-wheeler coming through. I was tearing tail on around the back side of the shop, hit a bump, went over the top of that four-wheeler, and come down and hit my chin. When I hit my chin, I didn't lose no teeth or nothing, but for about 2.5 years, I could wiggle the cartilage in my chin. That was interesting. Like old butt chin, I could take it and just wiggle it. I can't do it no more. It eventually healed up. I don't really know the kinetics of cartilage and how long it takes to heal and all that, but it eventually healed up. I can't do it no more. I tried. I can't do it. I can do it for a couple years, though. But I'm lucky to be here. I'm blessed to be here talking to y'all and enjoying this Sunday. Some of the sales over at the Target. They did have the Christmas trees out, just like I told you they would. It's amazing to me how much earlier and earlier and earlier and earlier and earlier and earlier they put them things out nowadays. It just don't make no sense. You at least need to wait till after Thanksgiving. I think there's, it's like bad luck to do that. Almost like bringing an umbrella in your house. It ain't good luck. Don't bring umbrellas in your house. If you outside, shake that thing out, but do not bring that umbrella in your house. It's just as bad as a black cat coming across your windshield without exiting it out. If a black cat comes across your windshield, you need to exit out. You got to cancel it out. But looking forward to a good week, meeting some people, staying on the road, being positive and having good things to say. So I will keep y'all updated on a camping trip I am putting together for me and Rhonda. We will be heading out a couple of months, taking some supplies. We won't have the tiny camper because I don't have a tiny camper, but I wish I did. I could pull that thing just about anywhere, set it up anywhere I wanted to go, and use the bathroom in the woods. And if I had a solar power one, I could have power while I was there. But we will not have that because I'm not comfortable in my finances to buy something like that. Also, I want some feedback from the listeners. I want y'all messaging me through the app or something like that. Let me know what's going on. Hadn't heard from you in a long time. We're growing in popularity. We had a guy reach out, said he wanted to be on. That is a pretty well-known guy. I'm not going to mention his name, but a lot of you guys will know him from social media. He's a local star. We're still trying to work through that. I actually haven't been in contact with him. My cousin's been the one taking care of it. But the last thing I'm going to leave y'all with is an incident with my cat. My cat owns a van that's in my backyard. And she goes out to that van when she gets out. She's an inside cat, but she goes out to that van and she hangs out. And I'm pretty sure she does. I've never seen her in it, but I'm pretty sure she does, because if she gets out in the rain, she comes back dry as a bone. And I bet you anything, she gets in that van or that school bus behind my house and hunkers down and just gets out there and sits in that van. So me and my wife's always said that van belongs to her, that Smokey's van. Well, there was a cat coming across the field the other day. My mama's got all kind of cats down at her house, and I think this cat belongs down there at her house. So this cat coming across the field the other day, me and Rhonda seen the cat that was coming across the field, and it looked like it was going back toward the woods, back where that van is. Well, Rhonda had called me, and Rhonda was acting like she was that cat. She blocked her number. She said, But it was she was the cat. That cat, and she said she had my daughter's van. Which, if you know Rusty, I don't have no kids, so I just have my animals. And said that she wasn't going to give it back. And I told her, I said, you ain't got the van. I can look out right now and see it. Because I can look right out and see it. I said, you need to stop messing on this phone. And she said, no, I have the van. And I said, no, you don't have the van. I'm sitting here looking at the van right now. But anyways, that van belongs to my cat. Very dear to my cat. I think that van is where she goes when she gets out at nighttime or gets out during the day. I think she goes there and hangs out in that van, because if it's raining, she comes back dry as a bone. She's, look at that dog hanging out there. It's cute. Hey, doggy. But anyways, yeah, that's Smokey's van. It's an older van. And Smokey's been gone. She'll sometimes, when Smokey gets out, she'll be gone 3 weeks at a time. I'm telling you, there's been two separate occasions where she's got out. And she was gone for 3 weeks. 3 solid weeks. On 2 separate occasions. Like she went on vacation or something like that. But one time, the first time, I was pretty sure she was dead. Because, I mean, I ain't never had no cat get out and stay gone for 3 weeks at a time. 3 weeks. That's a long time. That's a long time for a human to be on vacation, much less a cat. I wouldn't stay gone. You could send me to the Florida Keys. Down there 90 miles from Cuba, and I ain't gonna stay gone for 3 weeks at a time. I'm ready to come back home and get my own bed. But she's done it on 2 separate occasions. She ain't done it in a while, but she has stayed gone for 3 weeks at a time on 2 separate occasions. That's 6 weeks that she's been gone on 2 separate occasions times 1, because I added the 3 week vacations and made them 1. But anyways, we're gonna wrap this episode of the Rusty Shackelford podcast up. Gave you some information, hopefully some stuff that you'll use throughout your week to make through, survive the work week grind, if you will. And know how precious your life is, and just take care of people and live each day like it's your... No, don't do that, because then you might hurt yourself. You might throw yourself over a four-wheeler and get your cartilage rung up for about 2.5 years. That stuff might not heal for about 2.5 years. You have old butt chin. But anyways, hope y'all have a good day. Have a good night. Be safe. Spend some time with your family. Tell them you love them. Go to work and be all you can be. Y'all have a good night. This is Rusty Shackelford. We're going to end this podcast. Have a good day. Bye.